Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This is Friday, and it is the last Friday of 2018. I'm not sure if you care how the market fares. A lot of people do. I really don't. I made a commitment a long time ago, and I know it alarms some of my friends that I've taken out money from my retirement and other things and have focused all of my... I'm a very myopic person, and I have literally focused all of and consecrated almost all of my talents, efforts, and everything I can do to the cause of saving our Constitution. And I was asked by a good friend, he says, why in the heck are you doing that? Why have you gone this far? And I told them that if you understand the ramifications of what we are facing, it doesn't matter how much money you have tucked away in retirement, it will all be worthless or a fraction. I mean, literally pennies on the dollar for what you have. And while I have the means and or the ability, I am going to do everything I possibly can to literally try to save this Constitution. And that's why I've committed so much in doing that. That's why I commit this time on a daily basis to try to help educate you, to try to help reach out to you, to help you understand that it doesn't matter who we elect as president. It doesn't matter who we elect as our congressman. It does start to matter as who our state legislators appoint as the representatives of the Senate in the U.S. Congress. But we've lost that until we take that back. And that's why we have plans in trying to rescind the 17th Amendment that are completely constitutional. Nobody can refute this. As a matter of fact, constitutional scholars and constitutionalists are literally blown away by, you know, not the conventional thinking that you have to start really understanding, one, the Constitution, and then putting it into a constitutional framework and not accepting the narrative and the dialogue that we have been fed. It has all been a pack of lies. But I am telling you that if we do not start taking the effort and making some little sacrifices, like me, and there are other patriots doing this, but we need more. We need a lot more. This is not Sodom and Gomorrah. We'd have a lot of good, righteous people. It's just that those people need to wake up and start utilizing their resources, their talents, whatever it is they can throw into this mix in dismantling the Leviathan. We need your help. And that's why at the end of every show, I say, I am G.R. Mobley and I'm reclaiming the Republic, but I need your help because we cannot do this alone. And you're going to get that message today. This show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org. I got to do the obligatory stuff, you know. It is also sponsored by 1798part2.org, republicreview.org, and Mobiusstrippress.com. Well, you know, one way you can help sponsor this show, and one way you can help, because the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, when I sell them online, if you go buy them from Mobius Strip Press, my books, when you buy my books from MobiusStrippress.com, 100% of the proceeds literally go and get turned right back into the effort. I know most people don't have time to read books, but I do know that people understand that that's one way you can support this. The money that you spend on any of my products, again, does not go to helping me. It just keeps me from having to subsidize all the things I am doing because I need the money to travel, to be able to speak to people. I'm not trying to make friends. I'm finding great patriots that are becoming friends. I mean, brothers and sisters who are literally sharing the same concerns for your liberty and for your sovereignty. So, again, if you go to MobiusStrippress.com, that's where you can buy my books, and that's one way that you can actually get a tangible product for your money. You are listening to the only show. There is no other show. I look at hundreds of shows that I compete with on live stream talk and so forth. Not one of those shows is offering you the actual tangible constitutional solution in getting the federal government out of our lives and literally dismantling this globalist agenda in trying to throw us into a communist government. I hate to sound like the conspiratorial theorist here, but you cannot. I mean, you have to be a complete naysayer. You have to be a flat earther to truly believe that there, you know, we just happen to be plummeting in this direction all by happenstance. And I know that the listeners on Red State Talk Radio, as well as all the conservative radio stations, they all understand and have gotten themselves out of the programming of hearing the word conspiracy. They don't go into an epileptic seizure, or they, you know, have, you know, some type of a reaction, an adverse reaction. Bottom line, the word conspiracy exists because it happens. It is a predisposal of what people do. It is within human nature to conspire. Whether parents conspire in the punishment of the child or teaching a child a lesson or what have you, conspiracies happen every day. And you can't tell me, as we have unraveled corporations and governments and so forth, we keep on finding conspiracies. Everybody sees the deep state. So I am here to tell you that this is the only show that will unravel and expose all of the conspiracies. We will actually get rid of and hold. You want to hold Hillary accountable? You want to hold all of these people accountable because it hasn't happened yet? Republic Review. Start and demand the audit. Support these dark red states. If you live in a purple state, if you live in a light red state, support the dark red states and then start working in your state when the snowball, the avalanche starts running towards you. Because once we get one state, that's the beginning of the avalanche. Once we can get Wyoming moving, we can get South Dakota and some of these other states moving. And I'll give you the list a little bit later. I'm running out of time here. I know I've gone through some marketing in the past day or so, and there's just so much to kind of go through. So let me also point out one more time, I pointed out earlier, if you don't know enough about Republic Review, go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. If you know nothing, if you've not seen my presentation, go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. Watch the first 30 minutes of the YouTube video that I have a link to. That's my presentation. Watch the first 30 minutes. That will give you a crash course on why there is no other course for us in saving our Constitutional Republic than the audit and Republic Review. So if you want to get more content and so forth, right there on Reclaiming the Republic's homepage, you can go through the bullets, look at the model. You can get smart on this in just a matter of a couple of hours. It doesn't take a lot. And once we get one state to actually assert its authority over the Constitution and demand the other states join it, then we actually have the avalanche begin, my friends. And that's when we can start turning around and working in our own light red states or red states or even purple states and start saying, okay, get ready for this, but we still have to help these other states get along, getting down this path and getting on board with the audit process. I will assure you that if we get to that point where we can get one state, we just need to start focusing on the other states. And it's just a matter of phone calls. That's why I grovel all the time and say, hey, if you've got money, you got resources, you got time, you've got a computer, you've got a phone, you can help. Help by just sending me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I'll get you on board with a lot of the folks that I have gotten on board with so that you can start getting ready to send emails. Join the Constitution Club. I've talked about that for ad nauseum for months now. They are getting ready to start an email campaign to start basically burying the state legislators in waking up and asserting their constitutional authorities. These people think they're second-class citizens. They are the sovereigns. These state legislators, both the representatives and senators, are sovereigns over the U.S. Constitution. And it is their duty to protect their citizens from federal tyranny. So, if you can help, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Like I said, I've got a lot of stuff to go through, so I'm really trying to churn away here. I appreciate, and I want to end this week and next week, start off the new year, just appreciating the fact that you're tuning in and that you're listening. I really do appreciate it. Please help spread the word that there is actually a show that has the nectar of the solution, and it's called the Audit and Republic Review. Get that word out. Get more people start tuning in, downloading the podcast. The podcasts are available at reclaimingtherepublic.org as well. As I always do, there is no sign that the federal government is going to do anything in taking away these federal usurpations of the state's roles, responsibilities, and powers. That means we have to do it. That means we can do it. And that's why I keep on appealing to you that we can do this. I want you to understand also that we really, if we just got an inkling, a small percentage of the support, if we got the 4 million people that are within the Hillsdale emailers and flyers and so forth on board in challenging the federal government, all these things, you would probably find that we would just be, you know, hurling through space like light speed in moving towards the Audit and Republic Review. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the tax cuts coming up and who can expect to get a good return and what states won't, and kind of talk about why we're going down this path of some do, some don't, for the middle class tax cuts. So I'll be right back after word from our sponsors. Please stay tuned. I've got a lot of good content for you today. I'll be right back. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so those states that are actually going to benefit, you citizens in these states are going to benefit from the tax cuts. Now, just keep in mind that these tax cuts are temporary. In other words, they will have a sunset to them. I think it's the middle of 20s, 25, 26, something like that, 2026. Anyway, These are the states: Alaska, North Dakota, Utah, Ohio, and Vermont. Now, these are states that actually have income tax, I believe, and or other types of taxes that you will benefit the most from, because the states do not necessarily subsidize the new rates and ranges that the federal government is applying. The states that are not going to be benefiting, and actually your taxes will probably go up, and they're going to say more people, because if you understand who some of these states are, like New York, but the top four is Maryland, California, Georgia, Mississippi, New York, the progressive states that have really heavy taxes, estate taxes. You got to understand, Trump got rid of your ability to write off your state taxes on your federal taxes. So now you don't get to write those off on your federal taxes. So it, in other words, the federal government was literally subsidizing state socialism as states started implementing all sorts of entitlement programs and then taxing you, because the federal government was going to allow you to write that off so you'd get your money back on the federal taxes. It was a very insidious and dark, evil plan that the federal government had instituted. And therefore, we literally have finally undone the subsidizing of socialism here in America within our republic, where I believe in the economic sphere, Trump is trying to undo the subsidizing of socialism throughout the world, and that's why he's going after trade and so forth. But that being said, I just wanted to give you some good news. If you happen to live in Alaska, North Dakota, Utah is actually a pretty good populated state. Ohio is another one, and Vermont is another one. So those are, you know, you're going to be doing well. Those states like Wyoming, Washington, Florida, that does not have personal income tax, you actually should fare, you know, okay as well. It's just that those states that actually do have some income taxes and so forth, you're actually going to be faring a little bit better than most, especially those states that have been banking on the subsidies of their social programs by the federal government. And so I also, you know, want you to kind of understand that if you understand, and I hear people all the time tell, you know, hey, taxation is theft. You hear the libertarians, you hear people propagate this concept that taxation is theft. Those people do not understand a free market. Those people do not understand the necessities of government. And I would just, if you believe that taxation is theft, then I'd ask that you read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. We do have a requirement for government. Basic governance is definitely a huge requirement. If we were a isolationist type of nation, like a lot of other nations, then the world would be full of pirates. And so as Trump is going down this path of saying, hey, we can't be the police force, I agree, we should not be paying for being the police force. But our commerce and our economic engine depends on the free flow of commerce. And so we have been subsidizing that with our military. And the bottom line is we should continue to maintain the free channels of commerce for our commerce. And we should let the rest of the world know, hey, when you go around those horns and, you know, in the Persian Gulf, or, you know, down in the Indian Ocean or in the Atlantic or wherever, and there's pirates out there, we're not helping you. If that is our commerce, we will protect it. If it's something that's coming to us or going from us abroad, we will protect our commerce, and that is it. I believe that the world does owe, especially those who are participants in the flow of commerce, they have to start paying for their fair share of policing and maintaining the free flow of commerce. Jefferson was the first to actually go after the Ottoman Empire by the way they were harassing and literally kidnapping, hijacking, and holding our commerce hostage. And so, if you understand national security, a part of our national security is securing the flow of commerce. I know that I talk about, you know, the federal government needs to be protecting us. I don't mean to the level. The states have the responsibility of protecting us. We should have militias. There are so many things that we are so out of line with the Constitution, and we have literally sold or allowed ourselves to be bamboozled by politicians in creating police states and so forth. There are lots of things that need to be stepped up, but the federal government has a huge responsibility of national security in protecting our borders, protecting our flow of commerce, so forth and so on. And so that's what I mean as when I go out there and start talking about national security and the importance of it. They are supposed to protect us, especially in those grand scheme of things, in the big macro view. They have a big responsibility, but that is what it is. Let me get into some news. Hopefully I can fly through some of this because I want to get into the Frankfurt School because it's kind of popped up again. Dianne Feinstein wants migrant hearings in the Senate, and I'm going, are you kidding me? Here is the least relevant senator in Congress, the one person that absolutely needs to be investigated. She needs to be put under a microscope with, you know, her association with Chinese spies and so forth. All she's trying to do is grandstand to try to keep them, you know, keep everybody, you know, behind her and stay one step ahead by trying to, she's basically doing what Trump does with tweets, by trying to dictate the dialogue so that people, you know, stop forgetting, hey, we should be investigating you. Are you kidding me? She's allowing us to actually react to what she is trying to set as a narrative. We got to stop letting them set the narrative. The fact is, she should be charged with unethical behavior as well as possibly criminal behavior. And it goes back to the TARP bailouts and how her husband in banking had made, you know, millions of dollars. There should be a full audit on how she and her husband got as rich as they have, because bottom line, she has been using her position to, you know, bankroll and protect herself. She's an elitist communist, and I have no respect for her. If I was dragged in front of Congress, I'd say, hey, Dianne, how you doing? And if she demanded that I call her senator, I would demand that she call me Mr. or gunnery sergeant. Anyway, I digress. Here's a surprise for you, though. Activist Angelina Jolie is considering getting active as a politician. Isn't that a surprise? These far-left progressive godless activists are, you know, thinking that, well, you know what? I'm an actor. I want to put this into context. Actors are only liars. Here are people that train themselves to create a persona to get you to believe they're somebody they're not. Okay? And that's what stage and entertainment, all of these people that get in front of the microphone like myself, all of these people that get in front, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're just putting on a facade. They're not really telling you any truths. And you have to discriminate who you can trust and who you can't trust. Angelina Jolie and most of these godless progressives can't be trusted. But she wants your vote. Maybe Sean Penn should run for president. Remember, he's kind of been out of the highlights, you know, as far as the news goes. I mean, he has been in a few of those Charlie's, I forget that TV show he had with that other knucklehead brother and his kid and so forth. But anyway, let me move on. I'm running out of time. Protests in Sudan are setting up, as far as I'm concerned, they are setting up the stage for the Sudanese migrants, just like the 300 more Libyan Islamic militants landing in Spain. And this is all setting up this whole migrant refugee entitlement, because as all of this unrest and all of these things start happening, hey, now we've got more people that need to be protected and we want to migrate them and displace them into your neighborhood. If you have not noticed, the globalists have socialized the migration of Islam and have made it an entitlement to the detriment of all other cultures. You have to understand this. They are in their last act of destroying all cultures as we know that, and they are redefining these things. They're redefining our cultures. They're trying to redefine our history as well. How does that make you feel? Is that motivating you? Are you ready to start getting active? Are you ready to get involved and do something? If you don't recognize the fact that from the innate racism that has come from the huge mistakes that have come out of the constitutional political compromise that I've talked about, and how people have used that for political hay for years, it's time to put that thing down. I understand that there has been racism. There is racism, and there's racism on all sides. Don't be fooled to say whites are the only racists. Don't let them fool you in controlling that narrative. If you're a human, you have the ability to have biases. Biases know no color. It's just like the stomach doesn't know ugly. It could taste really good, but it may not look good. And that's what matters, is how it tastes and whether it's healthy for you, right? It doesn't matter how it looks. And so, as you can tell, I'm at a hard break. So when we come back, I am going to hopefully get into the Frankfurt School, and then we can move into, because I want to get into Madison's essay on property. I'll be right back.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. So before I get into the Frankfurt School and how they kind of were responsible for propagating communism and it's just funny how so much money was spent in sending people abroad to the Frankfurt School way back in the late 19th and 20th century. But here at home, talking about Feinstein, here at home, the Democrats are ratcheting up their hyperbolic rants, or hyperbole, as some people call it, on immigration over the deaths that are not, you know, over the deaths of these kids, but not a word about the child endangerment side of this. There, I think there's a few different sides, and I've seen some people, you know, mentioning this, and they're bringing it up, and I applaud them for doing so. I will just say this, that if an average parent took a child on a trek here in the United States, take him on the Adirondack Trail, or I forget what the trail is, it goes up the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail,
there's all sorts of long trails. And if a parent would take their 8-year-old child out and through the elements for a couple of months and come to find out their kids were starving and dehydrated and, you know, because there are rigors in man against nature or the human, you know, condition against nature, what have you. There is no doubt in my mind that their parents, these parents would be thrown in jail and the kids would be awarded to the state and the parents would probably never be given those kids back. But we're actually championing and applauding these parents that are dragging their kids out of their country into Mexico and then all of a sudden taking this long trek across Mexico. I mean, some of these countries, Panama, I mean, they're not that big to, you know, get to the border, get to the next border, what have you. But Mexico is a huge country. It's a huge country. You could start driving or get on a railroad and literally go from Texas or California and go a couple of days to get to the southern part of Mexico. It is a big country. So the question I have is, why is the government, our government, continuing to do this catch and release? Mexico needs to do this, and they need to start actually taking the heat. We need to start poking. The progressives need to poke Mexico in the eye because they're passing through this huge country without providing medical services, food, water, and bedding, and all the resources needed for these folks. What ends up happening is you get across that Mexican border to come and start heading north to America. Hey, you're on your own. But all of a sudden, when they get here, when they get to the promised land, our Democrats think that, oh, well, we have to be the ones. No, no, no. Mexico is actually granting them asylum by letting them in. Because here's an asylum seeker, supposedly, right? They're coming across the border seeking asylum. Once they've allowed them to cross that border and move forward in their country, that means that they have asylum. So the question I have is, why are they now seeking asylum from Mexico? Mexico has granted them asylum from their country. They don't need asylum to come to America. And that has been the obfuscation and the confusion of the facts. You need to start understanding this, and this starts needing to be literally driven down to your representatives. Hopefully, they're good conservative representatives if you live in a red state, and get them to start putting it into this paradigm. Sorry, you don't get asylum from Mexico, who just granted you asylum from Guatemala or Honduras or wherever, some godforsaken what hole you've come from. Right? I mean, everybody wanted to make big deal out of that dumb tweet, out of that tweet. For whatever purpose, people make tweets or do things. And you know, it's shock value, right? There's all sorts of disc jockeys that use shock value. Just remember this. The reason why the Dems are not doing this, they're not poking anybody in the eye but us patriots and conservatives, is because the end justifies the means. They have a very specific end, and I want you to understand this. G. Edward Griffin points out there's a short video that's showing how the following World War II, a group of Marxist theorists calling themselves the Frankfurt School, and actually, I'm going to get into this right after this, but brought their hatred of Western culture to Columbia University in New York City, and from there spread their ideology across America through the media, government, and academia. And the degradation of children and the perversion of America is all a part of their master plan. I think it's important to point out that the Frankfurt School of Marxism was the beginning indoctrination for many early communists like W.E.B. Du Bois, Dewey, and so forth. Wilson, most of our presidents that, you know, were starting to get this information. Some of them may not have gone to the Frankfurt School, but it has been permeated into American academics. So what happened to American traits and confidence and pride and accountability? What's happened to all of that? Why is it that we're becoming a sniveling nation of cowards and so forth? The roots of Western cultural decay are very deep, and having first sprouted a cult, over a century ago, it began with a loose clan of ideologues inside Europe's communist movement. The Fabians were the ones that brought the communist movement into American academia. Today, it is known as the Frankfurt School that was the center point in permeating these perversions to American society. What was the Frankfurt School? Well, in the days following the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, it was believed that the workers' revolution would sweep into Europe and eventually into the United States, but it didn't. And so they started taking action. But I'm going to tell you that the Frankfurt School and communism was not just something that was set up there in Frankfurt. That was the home base of communism. Oxford, all of the prominent educational schools throughout the world were literally infiltrated by communists. That is why academia all agree that we're all doing the wrong thing. But what ended up happening towards the end of 1922, the Communist International, or Comintern, began to consider what were the reasons on why they were not successful in moving communism in America and everywhere else. On Lenin's initiative, a meeting was organized at the Marx Engels Institute in Moscow. And I got to tell you, Pavlov was also a part of that. Remember that. The aim of the meeting was to clarify the concept and give concrete effect to the Marxist Cultural Revolution. Among those present were George Lucas, who developed the idea of the revolution of Eros, sexual instinct. And these things were used as instruments of destruction in society. It was said that Ralph D. Teldano, and I'm bad with names, but so Ralph, is a conservative author and co-founder of the National Review. Basically, this meeting perhaps was more harmful to Western civilization than the Bolshevik Revolution itself. And so this Frankfurt School started propagating this individual belief that if an individual had this concept or even this hope or belief that his divine gift of reason could solve the problems facing society, then society would never reach the state of hopelessness and alienation that they considered necessary to provoke a socialist revolution. Their task, therefore, was to swiftly as possible to undermine the Judeo-Christian legacy here in America. But I'm telling you that they had already been doing that, and they had already instituted this change by literally changing our culture by, you know, instituting Christmas and those types of things. That was a precursor to now this new wave of changing our culture again into godlessness. To further the advance of their quiet cultural revolution, they started inserting ideas that were all a part of the plan and that the school recommended. And among some of these things that they recommended, and as a matter of fact, if you've read Cleon W. Skousen's book, The Naked Communist, if you haven't, you need to. But here's some things that they believe were paramount goals: continually change to create confusion. They wanted to teach sex and homosexuality to children. This is stuff that was identified in the 50s. A huge immigration to destroy identity. Emptying of churches, making us secular and godless. An unreliable legal system with biases against victims of crime. Dependency on the state or state benefits, controlling and dumbing down the media, and most importantly, the encouragement of the breaking down of the family, because the family is the nucleus of society. You destroy the family, you have just liquefied and now can morph your society into what they believe they can morph it into. And I'm telling you, with the human condition, it is going to create pandemonium. And they have, you know, they know what they're doing, and it is all destructive. And they believe that when all the dust settles, that there will be so few people left, because you got to remember the Georgia Guidestones clearly state that they want to get down to 500 million people. That's all that should be living on the earth, and the population should never exceed that. And so these folks, these elitists, are well endowed and prepared with finances and resources and so forth to weather the storm. At least they think so. And so here's the thing. I believe that what was happening in America, the wintering, you know, that that wilding of winter that caused Christmas to be invoked to get us to behave a little better so that the elitists could enjoy their comforts. I believe that that is going to be a backlash. And I believe people are actually, I mean, who knows, Hollywood may be actually desolation, and Beverly Hills and all of these elite neighborhoods and residencies will probably be desolate because the people will rise up, and when they don't have anything else and they see the opulence, that's what's going to happen. We'll be right back.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So we live in a dark world. I've been telling you this. It's a dark, evil world. But I am going to also tell you that some people could say basically Satan is on a leash. I think that we have allowed Satan that leash. I truly believe that he's in charge. I believe that ultimately we're the ones that are the crux of the problem, that we allow ourselves to be guiled and to be convinced that we need to do these evil things. And so we become agents for Satan, the dark side, or what have you. I have also spoken how we've been manipulated into a commercial holiday called Christmas, and I am telling you that the companies that are raking in the billions of dollars over this commercial manipulation over the years has seen and has been consumed by the dark evil that it is, because it has never been about humanity and what's good for us, the human condition. It is what's good for their bottom line. And so let me get back to what we see going on in the world and what I see here in America. The destruction of our culture, these things that if you go through W. Cleon Skousen's goals, the 45 lists, it's in my book, but all you got to do is Google the communist 45 goals from W. Cleon Skousen's The Naked Communist. Actually, those goals are in the congressional record. You don't have to necessarily read the book, but go read those things.
They have literally done everything in those goals and then some. I am here to tell you that even though you may think Trump is the one that's going to make America great again, right? I mean, most people, you know, want to say, you know, Trump's making America great again, MAGA. But is he really? Can he? I'm telling you, he cannot. Have you ever watched a self-improvement video, or have you ever literally gone and through, you know, I don't know, this coaching, mentoring, psychological help, or what have you? Have you ever engaged in self-help? If you have, you can understand that the only way things are going to get better is if you take the action. You have to go, you have to act, you have to get involved, and you have to start moving. I went through the numbers last night on, you know, the effect of this last election. And I'm going to tell you real quick as I pull up the spreadsheet here, because I've got the numbers. In the Republican numbers in 2018, there were 2,776 Republicans in the houses, in the state houses, and 26,1300 Democrats in those state houses. That is a very close number. And I will tell you that if you looked in the 2016 election, Republicans were 3,000 and there was a 700 buffer to the 2,300 Democrats. There, you know, I'm not getting into the whole numbers, but 3,000, basically 3,064 to 2,352. So if you want the exact numbers. But bottom line is we have seen a huge creeping, they picked up 700 seats practically, at least 600. They picked up at least 600 seats around America in these red states and in these blue states. Blue states have even gotten darker blue. It's become a darker, eviler state. And I can literally say that. If you're expecting one man like Trump to do something that's going to do something, to literally do something that he has, one, no authority, or two, no power via the Constitution to do these things, then I'm telling you, he's no different than any other president. And anything that he does outside of his constitutional powers makes him a tyrant. Only good leaders stay within the realm of the powers and responsibilities vested in them in the Constitution. If I was Trump, I would spend the next 2 years going to the dark red states, going to these states. As a matter of fact, I'll just kind of go through the list for you. Wyoming, South Dakota, Idaho, Utah, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, Kansas, Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin, South Carolina, North Dakota, Mississippi, Kentucky, Florida, Louisiana, West Virginia, Georgia, Montana, Alaska, Texas, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Michigan, Arizona, and Virginia. Those are the red states, and Nebraska. I don't have Nebraska because they're nonpartisan, right? Whatever that means. But my point is, I would be going to every single one of these states if I was the president of the United States, and I would be standing in front of the people in the Capitol, both the House and the Senate, the representatives and the senators, and say, you need to take control of this Constitution. We are doing things that are so far outside the realms that we are going to break you. You will become nothing, and you will all become chattel as we move forward if you allow these things to continue. These kinds of conversations need to be coming from the president if he's a real leader wanting to make America great again. He has to get these states to actually assert their constitutional authority over the Constitution and force the federal government into doing those things that have been delegated to them and taking away from them, the court, and the president, all things that have not been delegated. They have no jurisdiction, court-wise or anything, over marriage, over education, over energy. We need to start fixing these problems, and it's up to us to do this. We cannot count on one man. the good Lord, when he established this constitutional republic, did not vest it in a man. We have a self-governance. We have a responsibility, and that's why I need your help. That's why we can't just elect a person and you're done and you can go off and have your vacation and enjoy your, you know, your night evenings with your comp, or what do they call those, sitcoms and so forth. Get up, get moving. We don't have much time. If you think things are getting better, that is a ruse. And most people are starting to recognize, and lots of people are saying, hey, we've got another collapse coming. So for the past 2 years that we've wasted, we don't have much time left. I do need your help. And I'm trying to help educate and motivate you. If America is going to become great again, it will only happen because we make it happen. The brilliance in the Lord in making our Constitution a compact amongst the states is beyond anybody's fathoming. The fact that we have all the power in our, it's just like that, the Lord of the Rings. If you haven't watched it, there was a king that was completely under this spell that believed he was lost, his kingdom was lost. When it was literally a spell, he still had his kingdom. He still had an army. And when Gandalf came in and broke the spell, he realized that he had been fooled. We have all been fooled and deceived. All we have to do is stand up and assert our authority as not just as humans, not just as people, but as states, state legislators within the duty of their constitutional responsibility of protecting and preserving the Constitution. They need to step up and hold the federal government accountable on things that they never delegated. And we have the ability, and that's why it's really important that you start understanding Republic Review and getting smart with it. The genius in limiting the central government and these powers and giving these powers to the stakeholders, i.e. the states, it's purely a miracle that we have this. We're in a position where we can do this because this means that we, as citizens of the different states, have the authority and power to do what we need to do to protect our liberty and sovereignty. We are only months away from making this happen. If you and everyone hearing this message who wants to preserve our liberty and our sovereignty for our posterity, just like the framers did. Folks, I need your help. I do not need millions now. I only need to recover from the success that I've had in Wyoming. And I'm telling you, I had great success. There are great patriots that are willing to put their lives on the line, just like myself and others. People you probably know, you're probably one of them. I am only asking that you take the initiative getting involved. If you can't help financially, get involved in spending your time on the phone, doing research. We just need a little bit of your time. We're not asking you to not take a vacation. We're just asking you to help consecrate, I believe, what is very special about America, and it just takes a little bit of effort. I need to go back to Wyoming again, and I haven't even recovered from my last expense, and I cannot afford to continue to spend money because I'm going to get to a point where I am literally in debt, and I can't afford that. And so what's next and what needs to be happening is travel needs to happen to South Dakota. That's the second reddest state now. Idaho, then Utah. Then I need to get to Arkansas and Oklahoma. And oh, by the way, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, Kansas, Montana, and many others. We need to start getting this message out. We need some help on doing this. We need to either start creating these kits that I've talked about, or we need to actually start traveling. This is a monumental year. 2019 is the beginning of a two-year session for state legislators. Make your voice loud. Make them hear your concerns and make them understand that it is about one thing, compliance. The word is compliance, my friends. Compliance to the Constitution. Both state legislators and U.S. congressmen, president, SCOTUS, everybody that has their hand in this pudding mix, they all have to start complying, and you have to start demanding that. And unfortunately, I am out of time. It's time for a wake-up call, my friends. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming this republic, and I need your help. God bless. I will be back on Monday.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.